You didn't, I breathed. Xavier grinned down at me, the dimple on his left cheek making a rare appearance.
Doing what?
I couldn't stop staring, not because anything I was looking at through the black iron gates was particularly interesting. The utterly normal set of steel-bound double doors wouldn't have impressed anyone, nor would the basic steps or the blasé sidewalk out front. But none of that mattered. It was the promise of what was inside that already had me spellbound.
I thought a lot about where I'd want to take you on your first night in London, Xavier said, standing behind me and placing his hands gently on my shoulders. Buckingham Palace, Victoria and Albert, maybe just dinner and a walk down St. Martin's. But then it occurred to me there really isn't anywhere else you'd rather see than this.
The British Library, I whispered. Xavier looked like he'd just won an Olympic medal.
The one and only.
I turned, and without thinking, flung myself at him with utter joy. Xavier caught me with a laugh, his deep voice echoing off the brick as he lifted me by the waist and spun me in a circle on the cooling summer night. Several passersby looked at us curiously, but we only had eyes for each other.
Like it?
He asked, lips just an inch from mine. I clasped his face between my palms. I love it. You couldn't have done better.
Is that a challenge, then?